is International Paranormal News, and I am your newscaster, Pedro Gorgiano. Today's date is 15th of August 2007. Ghostbusters will be on duty at Swindon Fire Station on Saturday when paranormal investigators go hunting for spooks. Firefighters have reported ghostly sightings at the station in Drove Road, and now they will be checked out by paranormal site investigators who will spend a night there to check them out. PSI spokesman Nikki Sewell said, "This is a unique opportunity to get to the bottom of this fascinating case. Although the station is relatively modern, there have been talk of ghostly activity for many years." Random fireballs lighting up the skies of Stamford Hill were one of 57 unexplained mysteries that occurred in the UK last year. The sightings were reported to the Ministry of Defence and have been published following requests under the Freedom of Information Act. There was a massive bang in Stamford Hill at 9 p.m. on September the 9th last year, before two large fireballs were seen moving east to west across the sky. Dennis Pluckett, 76, a founder of the British Flying Saucer Bureau and a former lecturer for the London UFO Studies Group, said, "I don't think I have ever seen or heard of anything of that sort of description. Fireballs don't travel horizontally because of their force of gravity pulling them down. They disintegrate or just burn out." UK Paranormal, a well-established investigation group based in the Real Prestatyn area, were filmed while at Plastague by French TV broadcasting company France Tre as part of a programme about interesting places to visit in Britain. Set up by medium Sheena Young in 2005, it now has between 40 and 50 members who travel around the country carrying out investigations in various haunted hotspots. And a core team of four dedicated members also make private house calls to people who are having problems with paranormal visitors. Members are voluntary and the organisation is non-profit making. A man is to take part in a ghost hunt in a palace where his ancestors lived centuries ago. Jason Palgrave Jones, 40, of Branton Grove, Rosset, will be staying overnight at Chester's Stanley Palace later this month as part of a charity Fright Night with local paranormal investigators. The palace, reputed to be haunted, was the home of Jason's family hundreds of years ago. Jason realised his links with the palace on the city's Watergate Street thanks to a family tree created by his late grandfather. The tree shows that the Palgrave Jones family has lived in the Cheshire area since 1225, when an ancestor married into the Stanley family, and when Jason, a company director who works in Chester, found out about the chance to spend a night there, he thought it was an opportunity not to be missed. He said, "I saw the event advertised in the Evening Leader and decided to go along. Although I'm not a believer in ghosts, I'm interested to see what the night holds and couldn't miss out on this one-off opportunity." He will join ghost hunters, paranormal investigators and a clairvoyant at Stanley Palace on 11th of August from 9 p.m. till 5 a.m. Stanley Palace stands on or near a site previously occupied by Dominican friars in medieval times and is famous for claims of hauntings. The property has appeared in many books on the paranormal. And finally, a manager of a Thornton social club near Blackpool claims to have shifted spirits of a different kind after calling in paranormal investigators amid strange goings-on in the games room. Maria Caldwell, 42, who runs the Ashley Club, always thought there was a strange atmosphere in the games room of the Victoria Road Club, and this was backed up by a bizarre experience earlier this month. She said, "I had locked up the club before closing and was then spending 5 minutes on the slot machine in the hallway when I distinctly heard the snooker balls banging together in the next room. I presumed there was someone left in the room, but when I went in there was nobody there. I wasn't particularly scared, but it was a very strange experience." Maria added that all of her 7 staff have had similar experiences and have said that there was something peculiar about the room. At this point, Maria asked for the help of the Third Eye Paranormal Investigators, a psychic group which hold regular meetings at the venue. This has been Pedro Gorgiano for International Paranormal News.